This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Denise McFadden, a physician and radiologist at Montclair Radiology, located in New Jersey in towns including Montclair, Jersey City, Nutley, West Caldwell, and Verona, New Jersey. Dr. McFadden, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And it's our pleasure. So for starters, how common is breast cancer and how important are mammograms?
Well, in general, breast cancer will affect 1 out of 8 of women, which is about 12% over their lifetime. This would be invasive breast carcinoma, which is the one that we really want to find because that's the dangerous kind of breast cancer. So since it affects so many of us, which is more than 10%, mammography is crucial in identifying early cases of breast cancer before it spreads.
If you would, Dr. McFadden, get into what kinds of mammograms that you do offer at your locations.
All right. Well, we offer two-dimensional mammography, which most people are familiar with. And there's a newer technique called 3D tomosynthesis, which I'll be explaining later. And other forms of breast imaging that we also offer that I'd like to mention are breast ultrasound, which is very important in women with dense breasts, as well as breast MRI, which is important for screening women who are high risk for breast cancer, and also can be important once a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer to determine if there are any other tumors present.
And here's an important question. What age should a woman start getting a mammogram, and what are your thoughts on this particular question?
Well, my feeling on this is women should get their first mammogram between the ages of 35 and 40 and continue yearly thereafter once they turn 40. This has been a controversial topic in the media. There's been some kind of poor studies that have been published that have said things such as women shouldn't start getting mammograms until they're 50, and then they should be done every 2 years. But the American Cancer Society and many other major groups do recommend yearly mammography starting at age 40. If a woman is high risk, for example, if her sister or her mother had breast cancer at a young age, she should start 10 years before that age. For example, if the mother had breast cancer when she was 42, the woman should start at 32.
And some solid information right there today. We are visiting with Dr. Denise McFadden, a physician and radiologist at Montclair Radiology, located in New Jersey in towns including Montclair, Jersey City, Nutley, West Caldwell, and Verona, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Female Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, talk to us about, if you would, Dr. McFadden, about the 3D mammograms.
Okay, well, this is a relatively new technology that's been well-developed in the past few years, and we do offer this kind of mammography. In 2D mammography, which is the more traditional kind, we take images of the breast from two different angles, from the side and from the top. And in 3D mammography, the camera moves in an arc and obtains many images and then reconstructs the breast in three dimensions so that the radiologist can more easily kind of scroll through all of the images and find structures in the breast better. We find that this has, A, reduced the number of women getting called back for extra images, but B, on the flip side, has increased our detection rate of breast cancer by about 40%.
Maybe a strange question, but can men actually get breast cancer?
Absolutely. It is rare, which is why the question might sound strange. Only 1% of all breast cancer cases involve men. I'll give you some statistics just to give you an idea. If 125 out of 1,000 women would be diagnosed with breast cancer, only one man out of 1,000, so a man is well under 1% likely to get breast cancer. Interestingly, African-American men do have the highest incidence. I don't think we know why that is.
And I would say that's quite interesting. In conclusion, what is the best advice you could offer to women and men both across the U.S. about breast cancer prevention.
Okay. Breast cancer is hard to prevent. You know, people have come up with concepts such as a healthy lifestyle, for example, keep a healthy weight, healthy diet, exercise, limit red and processed meats, trans and saturated fats, limit alcohol. Some say to limit postmenopausal hormone therapy, particularly if you're high risk. But the main thing really, it's not so much about prevention, but it's really about early detection, which is why mammography and for women with dense breasts, ultrasound are so very, very important. And I just can't emphasize that enough, because if we can find a cancer before it's invasive, you are cured. Once it's invasive, you have a really good chance of being cured, but it's not as good a chance as if it were just carcinoma in situ or a localized cancer. Genetic testing plays a part. If it runs in your family and you happen to have what we call the BRCA gene, that's capital B, capital R, capital C, capital A, or the PALB gene, you have between a 33 and 85% increased risk of getting breast cancer. And women who are positive for that gene should get yearly MRI as well.
Well, Dr. McFadden, it certainly has been good to have had you, and not only focusing in on breast cancer and breast cancer prevention, but certainly appreciate what you do in this space as well. Where can listeners get all the details on Montclair Radiology and its locations?
Okay. We do have women's imaging at all of our locations, and we have a website at montclairradiology.com. The Montclair is spelled M-O-N-T-C-L-A-I-R. We also have a Facebook page, which is under the same name, Montclair Radiology. You can find us at both of those places.
Again, Dr. McFadden, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
I thank you for having me. You too.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Denise McFadden, a physician and radiologist at Montclair Radiology, located in New Jersey, with locations in Montclair, Jersey City, Nutley, West Caldwell, and Verona. And for all the details, visit montclairradiology.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, again, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.